Sports. I'm Chuck Friedman. Coaches on the move in college basketball. Rick Pitino is headed back to the Big Apple. Pitino will leave his coaching job at Iona to take over at St. John's, getting a six-year deal. Former Notre Dame coach Mike Bray, who recently resigned, takes over at South Florida. In the NBA, Philadelphia celebrated its 40th anniversary of the 1983 NBA title. But it was all Chicago Bulls in the second overtime. The Bulls win at 109-105 over the Sixers. Bulls center Nikola Vucevic says the team showed a lot of fight for a big win.
This year, no matter what was going on, we always kept coming back and, you know, fighting back. You know, we had a lot of up and downs, a lot of tough losses, a lot of dumb things where we could have just kind of quit and gave up. But we keep battling. Obviously, you know, there's still a lot to play.
Memphis rallied late to beat Dallas 112-108. It was the New York Knicks getting 57 points from Julius Randle. Not enough, though, as Minnesota topped the Knicks 140-134.
We gave them confidence in a team like that that can really score the ball. You give them confidence early, you know, they're going to stick around.
Utah beat Sacramento. Memphis over Dallas as the Grizz rallied late. Charlotte over Indiana. And Golden State snapped an 11-game road losing streak in downing Houston. NHL, Florida defeated Detroit 5-2. Alexander Barkov set the Florida franchise record for most career points. Dylan Ferguson had himself a game in the nets for the Sens as Ottawa defeated Pittsburgh 2-1. Ferguson had 48 saves.
It's still sinking in, to be honest. You know, like, my big focus tonight was just go out there and be me. Don't try to be anyone I'm not, and stay in the moment.
Colorado shut out Chicago 5-0. It was Los Angeles blowing out Calgary, and it was Edmonton defeating San Jose in overtime. Women's NCAA tournament, another number one drops as Indiana got beat by ninth-seeded Miami. World Baseball Classic, Japan over Mexico 6-5. Japan faces defending champ United States in tonight's championship round. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.